This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mad Wednesday. You've got Double D Realness with Dylan and Dean, and we are diving in to our first fabulous guest joining us here on Mad Wednesday. It is Reuben Kay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Keep going.
Oh, that applause just never ends, does it?
Nah, not my head.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm loving it. I'm back in Melbourne. It's here for
cold.
The weather.
It's cold.
It's freezing. London's in a heat wave.
I was there a couple of weeks ago, actually, when you were doing your show at the Soho Theatre.
I didn't see you in the audience.
No. I kept meaning to, and then I stopped by a pub. And I was literally for 4 days, and it was the 4 days, like it was the week your show was on, and was like, I really should go to that. Nah, I'll just do it when he's in Melbourne.
I'm coming to Melbourne. Come and see it.
Yeah, all the rage. Now, you're here for the Provocare Festival.
You need to not say that. It is not Provocare. You know that. You're in Italian. It's Provocare.
Oh, but I'm a terrible Italian.
Doesn't matter.
I don't eat olives.
You don't eat olives?
I don't eat
olives.
Well, here's my issue with olives. I mean, we'll get back to you. Obviously.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm thrilled to hear about your issue with olives.
Here's
in my
issue with olives is that olives are such an overpowering smell and taste that when you add olives to something, everything tastes like olives. So just
maybe
eat
you've just eaten from bad cooks.
Sorry,
what are you calling my mother?
Oh, well, you want to get started? If she doesn't know how to use olives, perhaps she's
no. Well, I do, but yeah, like it's just it ends up everything tastes like olives. So just eat olives. You know, you're never right in taste, but that's a whole thing. But
I mean, it's a thrilling story.
You are exactly. You are here for Provocare.
Provocare Festival. Yeah, the big winter festival down on Chapel Street.
Yes, I think it's its third year.
Yeah. Second. But this year they've got the presets. They've got
Spencer Tunic. Oh my God, they've
Spencer
got they're
Tunic.
Going crazy.
They've
it's all going
mental.
On. I mean, they've got you.
They've got me.
They've got you. And to be fair, it's hard to get you because you're always overseas being amazing in London.
I am. I mean, it's true.
I mean, we should probably let Dylan know who you are and what it is you do.
No, Dylan already had me pegged. He said I was wonderful. He said I was handsome. He said
well,
I was brilliant.
Well, I just knew you were going to roast Dean. So Provocare clearly is Italian for winter arts in Melbourne.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Are you just making that up? Have you accessed Google? What's going on?
No, Provocare means
it's Italian for provoke.
Oh.
Provoke. It's just spelt like provocare, which
I mean, if you look at English for provoke, is Reuben K, really, isn't it?
Bam!
Woo!
That's it. No. Yeah. Yeah. Reuben actually means behold a sun in ancient Hebrew, and my last name is German for bent or crooked.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
I mean, really, your parents just walked straight into it, didn't they?
Dylan means son of a sea lord in Welsh.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Heaven. Yeah. And I got that when I looked at you.
Thank you. I am the prince of the sea.
As well as the overwhelming smell of salt and dead fish.
All that tuna.
Oh, heaven.
Now, when did you get yourself into Australiana? Recently.
When did I arrive? Good. I arrived, what is it? It's Wednesday afternoon.
It's 21 minutes to 5.
I arrived on Monday night.
Okay, how are you handling this cold? Because I arrived back a couple of weeks ago and I am going crazy.
I love cold weather.
You live in London.
Yeah, love cold weather. I love coats, I love scarves, I love dressing up. I love all of that. I take it as a moment, a real Norma Desmond moment, and there I am in a turban and like a wrap, going, Max, put on the tapes, I want to watch myself.
Well, I guess anyone that's seen any one of your shows or even just skimmed past you on Facebook could tell that you love dressing up.
Yeah, she loves a costume.
Mm-hmm.
She loves a wrap.
Yeah.
It's true.
Certainly got it going on.
Is there going to be much rapping in the Provocare Festival?
I actually do rap in my show because I think it's time in 2018 for people to see a white middle class man rapping.
I mean, there's not enough of it.
No, I think it's time.
Middle class.
Oh, yeah. Power. I can't swear on this program, which I am absolutely horrified by the way.
Well, I mean, I guess you're just going to have to get revenge when I'm sitting in the audience of your show.
Nah, fuck it.
Oh, well.
Hey.
If the kids are watching, Uncle Reuben used a bad word and you're not meant to use that word.
Absolutely. Thing about radio, they can't watch.
They can't. Yeah, well,
I'm revoking the fact that you were whatever I commented you about.
You're revoking and provoking. It's a whole lot of fun.
I'm done.
I'm going to do the traditional radio thing.
Do it.
Would you like to stick around, Ruben?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, great. You're listening to Melbourne's
No,
best.
Mad Wednesday.
I'm going to say Melbourne's best radio station for the LGBTI community. And it is Joy 94.9.
Literally the only in Australia.
Great.
Keeping you sane on Hump Day. It's Mad Wednesday on Joy.
It is very much that. And we have a great guest, and I'm going to cue the applause, aren't I, Dean?
Sure.
Yep. I just feel like he deserves it.
We are joined here in the Mad Wednesday studio by the fabulous Ruben Kay.
Oh, it's madness. It's Wednesdays. It's madness.
It's the only way we handle our hump day.
In style.
Well, crazy is the way in which I go. Now, you have been performing, well, all around the world, really, if we're going to be really honest.
I've been busy.
You've been really busy. Yeah. You're almost competing with me for Australia's busiest homosexual.
No, I could never approach that title. You are busier than I far.
Well, you far seem far. To look like you have a bit more fun.
Well, I mean, that's... I don't know.
You are a cabaret sensation.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, come on, you are.
Well, I mean, look, well, I would never ever... I don't like defining myself because other people do it for you. As a homosexual, you learn that. They're the ones who call you faggot before you even know what you're doing.
Yeah,
yourself.
I know, right?
So I just always meant, oh, bugger, other people will define me. I'll just keep on doing what I do.
Well, and that's what you do, but why don't you illuminate Dylan and our listeners to what it is you do, which is a touch of everything.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like if Liberace met David Lynch in Vegas...
That's actually a really, oh my God.
And then kind of time traveled back to Weimar. There, like it's Vegas, Weimar, Liberace and Lynch.
I'm actually...
Those are my four key words.
That's actually a really good description.
And it's also taking something... So people could call me cabaret, but when they do, they always have this image of what cabaret is, which is like, oh, Sondheim on a stool. Here's my audition songbook.
Oh my God, I was about to say, bowler hat, sitting on a stool,
you know what I mean?
Little
sequin
dress.
But what they don't realise is that cabaret, for me, is punk before electric music came in. It was an amalgamation of styles where anything could happen because there were no rules. Mm. And that, for me, is exciting.
Well, when it comes to you, there are no rules, really, when it comes to performing and going a little crazy and having a whole lot of fun.
Nah, I'm a, you know, as gay people, as queer people, we get rules laid out for us all around, and that's the one thing that I love about my show and my space is that there are no rules. I set my own parameters. I have control over this space. This is a queer space. This is a space where I feel comfortable because as a queer person, I grew up feeling like I was not in a space that welcomed me. I grew up in 90s and 80s sports-obsessed Australia.
Thank God you found performing.
Thank God I found cabaret.
And now you are here, back. You are Australia's cabaret king in my heart of hearts.
Oh, thank you.
And you are back here now for the Provocare Festival performing at Chapel of Chapel.
I am indeed. Me, Ruben Kay, and my band, the K-Holes. We are here to have some fun. It's great. The band is Beck Matthews, who is the partner of amazing Yana Alana, Sarah Ward, Melbourne's queen, if I may say.
Oh, yes, and she's going to Edinburgh cabaret. Soon.
Going to Edinburgh.
She's gone. Done her fundraising.
Oh, I was meant to be sharing the venue with her too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was, but I'm doing a different thing. I'm doing a thing in London. Doing
Swizzle. Oh, you mean
Swizzle.
Well, yes, I have. When I was in London, I did see a very huge picture of your face all over the tube.
Yeah, I know. It just saves me the Grindr subscription fee.
That's handy.
If I just have that.
Yeah. Problem solved.
So she's
very
drums.
Big mouth.
She's drums. Shannon Whitelock, who is our luminary, is my musical director in the Melbourne theatre scene. And Alana Dawes, amazing rock and roll bass player. Good chick band.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Good chick band. Even Shannon.
Yeah, well, Shannon might identify. But he's fantastic. And then I've got those two rockers heading out the rhythm section. It's just banging. It's just absolutely banging. And I get to play in Chapel of Chapel, which I haven't done since
graduated. Oh, I was about to say, have you never performed in Chapel of Chapel?
No, so I graduated from VCA.
Ah.
So it's a full, like, the homecoming tour of one of one engagement. But it's a homecoming tour.
And you get to come here for a festival where you get to really be who you want to be. Provocare is really about...
It's about no rules.
It's about no rules. It's about letting it all go. And that's the fun thing about when an audience gets to sit in a room with you is you get in the driver's seat and it is literally like speed... But you don't have Sandra Bullock driving.
Yeah, exactly right. The bus is off, you know, and I do love to drive a stick. It's about redefining the parameters of the space and redefining the parameters of the experience. It's wonderful. I mean, I say that from my perspective, it's wonderful that I have such a...
Well, from other people's perspectives, you've been described as the evil love child of Liza Minnelli and Jim Carrey, a dazzling explosion of songs, lashes and teeth.
You do have very big teeth.
Thank you. They are not made by God because he does not exist.
She does, though.
Yeah, she does. But if she did, they. She would have that. She's genderqueer.
Yeah. Got pronouns
she's
right.
Non-binary. Z would have much bigger shit to take care of, things to do, sorry, than look at one homosexual's teeth.
I don't know.
You know. You're like, the Middle East or Rubens and Sizers? Let's toss it up.
Well, which one are you going to have?
Well, no, I just leant back in that dentist chair and I said, I'm not going to London with British teeth.
Which is actually, yeah, I was about to say, you want to arrive with better teeth than everyone else
yeah,
there.
And I laid
all
back
you had to do was brush them.
No, I just laid back and said, have you seen Farlap? Work up. I've already got the enlarged heart. I will have the mysterious death. I want the teeth to match.
Oh, my God.
Does that mean your outer side is one day going to be in the Melbourne Museum?
I hope so. Mm. I hope. Oh, could you imagine that? Wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, one day, not too soon, though.
Not too soon, no, but it's not far off as well. Like, let's be honest.
It's going to be dangerous.
Not long until I'm just a husk.
Wouldn't you are very thin, so there's not much longer to go.
The thin white duchess.
Now, Ruben, you're here for 8 dates throughout the Pravacare.
I'm performing for 8 dates, but I have space for about 12 dates if they fit in. Right,
I was
going to
say,
a lot of lube.
I mean, just one a day?
Just one a day? Not possible.
Well, that's what I was about to say, like 12 a day.
If I do the show sitting down, then I can probably do more.
It's maths. That is maths, biology, physics.
What was the real question, Dean? Because we've gone into innuendo. What was your
mind question? Was just going to be, you're here for 8 dates in July. What's it like to have more dates in 1 month than Dean's had in many years?
In literally 12 years, because I actually haven't had any.
Isn't it 13 now?
A date.
No,
it's
dates not, every week, dates outmoded.
Hang on a minute. Okay. Every week you add another year onto this.
He's been single.
I'm not letting the narrative go. But I have never actually been on a date.
Yeah, good on you. Dates are awful. Dates are a job interview. For fucking. Sorry.
Oh, my God, you've done it again. Enough.
Dates are a job interview for sex. It's the worst thing ever.
I don't know. That sounds like a good way to go.
What? What do you think of your strengths and qualities?
Oral? I've got many.
I enjoy a good rimmed up. What do you think of your weaknesses? Oh, I could finish slower. What? Is this what we're doing?
Okay.
I've been single for
30... How would you go for that job interview, Dylan?
Probably like most of my job interviews, not get it.
Well, I was hoping you'd say something like multiple choice. That'll be heaven. Look, I think I've been single for a very long time, 33 years, and I have no problem with it. I'm not fussed about finding someone.
But aren't you
someone.
Only 29?
Shh. Maybe. I just feel like everyone has this preoccupied obsession with that they have to be with someone, that if you don't have a partner or you don't have a relationship, you are in some way less than or incomplete.
Just be with everyone.
That's exactly it. I'm democratic. For the people, of the people, in the people.
Oh, there you go. Problem solved.
Bang.
Oh, Ruben K here in the studio with us. And you're sticking around just a little bit more, aren't you?
I'm very sticky.
Mm-hmm.
This is Coming Home by Shepherd. They're a family band for this very...
Family, family show!
Family
yeah,
show!
Family show. Stick around. It's Mad Wednesday on Joy. Hey, kids. This is Mad Wednesday. We are wrapping it up because...
No, we're wrapping it up with Ruben. We've still got much more
what?
Mad Wednesday to
no,
go.
I don't want to go.
Well, if you let me finish, Dean. Jeez.
I mean, I would, but you're taking your time.
I'm sucking on a lozenge because...
Don't call me that.
Yeah. Now, that was a family band, and it's got me really... I mean, we don't get enough family bands anymore. Hanson was one of my top favourites.
There are 6
Cartridge Family,
band fronted
Hanson.
By siblings George and Amy Shepherd.
Ruben, would you ever perform with your family?
Not in a million years. It'd be like Sophie's Choice meets Kramer versus Kramer. It'd be horrific.
Oh, I just couldn't think of it. I perform with my nieces and nephews.
Why?
But that's all because they're under 3. Like, so they just wouldn't...
Valid.
They'd keep
similar
behind
mental
me.
Ages.
They wouldn't get in the way. It'd be
and
fine.
Genital sizes. Oh, so
outrageous.
Mean.
I didn't realise they were so big. But what about you, Dylan? What about you? Would you perform with your family?
They would probably just talk about sports a lot. It would probably be like some sort of AFL podcast. It'd be like chicks talking footy, but just white, straight
but
people
bad.
Talking about footy. Yeah.
Because I love chicks talking footy.
I love it. Chicks talking footy, great. But my family, they'd just be like, oh, yeah, sport.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to get top 10 on the ARIA charts.
No, well...
Oh, yeah, no. Sport. Sport, sport. Sport,
sport. Sport. Yeah.
I actually a show. I did a show in Melbourne at 45 Downstairs with my brother when he was an opera singer. And
what's he now?
Oh, he's now an agent for opera singers because that's where the money is.
Talk about that money, honey.
Yeah, take that. But it was very like Brechtian, lots of court violence. It was very deep and meaningful. It was very dark cabaret. And then I realised, oh, don't take yourself too
seriously. I mean, let's face it, you're kind of that as well, but with a sparkle of camp and a hell of a lot of fun and get the motor running, get out on the highway,
well, it has
we're
to
going
be,
it.
Yeah, it has to be a parody of, it has to be something that you're layering on because people have seen dark cabaret. They've seen that kind of depressed Berlin, oh, cry the sad, sad tears of a clown,
think,
the world
injures
me. I feel
like people think they've seen dark cabaret, but... You, if you want really dark cabaret, you've got to do it with... It's black humour.
Humour, that's
You've got to do
humor.
It with a smile.
That's excitement. Although the long notes can be that, it has to be an undercurrent of...
And that is what you're going to get if you come and see Reuben K at the Provocare Festival.
Come on down.
Kicking off on Saturday at Chapel Off Chapel on Chapel Street.
Heaven.
Now, there's only... How many performances, Dylan?
Eight.
Eight performances. There is not one on Monday.
No. No. I've got to have one day to come down.
For a performer perspective, is the Lord's Day.
That's the Lord's Day.
She needs a rest. But you can see Reuben from 7th A Z. I'm not sure how it's going to go.
Mm.
But you can see Reuben at Chapel Off Chapel for Provocare Festival from the 7th to the 15th of July. I've turned Transylvania, but it's not the way I wanted my voice to go. Head to Chapel at Chapel or...
Provocare.com.au.
And grab your tickets. It's an amazing festival full of a whole lot of fun. And for no other reason, get a little Reuben into you.
Mamma mia, this is a Mad Wednesday on a Joy.
Drive and Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.